My favorite way to give 10 is to visit schools, primarily in areas that I came from, where I can look at the kids and pretty much see myself in them, know what type of knowledge that they're thirsty for, and then give it to them.
Many of the Browns players give back to the community. That's part of the culture here in the organization. But Dante's really able to give back in a much more personal way, just because he's from the Cleveland area and has such a personal connection to Coach Ginn and Ginn Academy.
When Dante Whitner comes to our school and talks to us, like, I feel like that's another wonderful influence, because he's been through it. Like, he's been through what I'm going through now as a junior.
Dante Whitner, Glenville High School.
Like, so I will take all the information and stuff that I can get from him, because I know he's been through it and I want to get to where he's at. And I know that can help me become a better man.
Whether you're going to get your degree, your master's degree, your PhD, and you're providing for your family, and these are the people that you need to listen to, because they've been in the situations that you are going to be in one day.
Knowing that some of the players that play for the Browns came from the same place that we came from, like Dante Whitner, I guess kind of encourages me to do better, because I know I can do what he can do, knowing that he came from the same place I come from.
One of the amazing things about Dante is not only is he a leader on the field, but he's also a leader in the community. And so that means bringing along some of the younger players, such as Kaywan Williams and Kevin Cohn, and many others who have joined him over the years.
You all are now leaders. You know, whether you like it or not, whether you think you are or not, you all are leaders, just like us.
A life coach is a person that actually encourages kids to be different, to be strong, to be a leader, to serve.
He makes you realize that time is precious and you don't have time to play. Like, he makes you buckle down.
I wanted to do what my friends was doing. The kids I grew up in grammar school, they was on the block every day doing the same thing. I knew where to find them. They wasn't leaving. So I just wanted to be different, you know, and I just worked hard. And you guys should be grateful. Y'all got life coaches y'all could reach out to. Mr. Ginn right here, you know, y'all got a lot of people willing to help you guys.
I've been a life coach for 20-some years. There'd be an example of hope for young people.
The Cleveland Browns Foundation has supported the Ginn Academy's life coach program for a couple of years now, and it's really a critical part of their success. They have a 95% graduation rate at the school.
My life coach was Coach Ginn. Before we put the label on life coach, it was more so of a father figure.
He really like a father to us. He helped me become a man, actually. I talked to him about stuff that I don't feel like I'm comfortable talking to other people about.
We wanted to make excuses about not wanting to get up and not wanting to work out, or not wanting to do homework, or not wanting to go to school. He was there to tell us not to do that. And if we didn't listen, he was still going to be in our face to make sure we did the right things.
A life coach is also somebody who actually have a genuine concern for the kids that's here at Ginn Academy.
He's like more of a big brother too, because he talk about stuff with us that nobody knows about, or stuff like that, that we don't even talk to other people about. It stays in here, won't go nowhere else, keep it between us.
We try to give the kids, each kid, an individual life plan, and to help them be able to navigate their way through the world. And just trying to get them that guiding light.
We've got a great relationship, and he just encouraged me to do better.
Just being able to see the students' faces when they hear from NFL players who literally have walked in their shoes, they come from the same background, they face the same challenges, it gives them a sense that this really is possible. It's something that they can attain, and I think it's very powerful, moving not only for the students, the life coaches, but also for the players.